This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. Virtue is not a golden ticket to a pain-free life. Bad things do happen to good people, just about as often as they happen to bad people. It seems unfair, but in the natural order of the world, suffering is random. To expect otherwise is to sentence oneself to despondency, disillusionment, bitterness, and anger. Here's the good news. The magic power that comes within our humanity is not a shield protecting us from misfortune, but an inner strength that helps us deal with it, overcome it, and learn from it so that we can still find love, laughter, and joy despite it. At our lowest moments, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. All we need, though, is the faith and moral courage to find the spark within that, with just a little puff of hope, can become a flame bright enough to show us the way out. But what can we do if despair is feeding on the soul of someone we love? We can't carry their burdens or make their pain or grief go away. But we can be a friend so that the people we care about don't suffer or grieve alone. Simply by being there, with a shared tear, a kind hug, an outstretched hand, we can be a living answer to despair's dark question, how can I go on? In the midst of despair, being reminded that tomorrow is another day provides no comfort, because it's hard to believe that tomorrow will be any better than today. But it will be. Tomorrow is the doorway to the future, and that's where we will all live the rest of our lives. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.